explain. Yesterday, I put up the Christmas lights outside on our deck.
利牧师他昨天在他们的房子外面放了一些灯饰。
But it was a bright, sunny afternoon.
那天下午是其实很亮的。
And it looked, you know, okay.
看起来还好嘛。
But when I went out at night, it was glorious.
但是晚上他出去的时候看到，觉得 wow, 光芒照耀。
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we realize how dark our world is, the light of God shines all the brighter.
那当我们知道说这世界是多么黑暗的时候，神的光就照耀整个世界。
So for our sermon today, we are going to walk through.
那说今天我们的正道呢，我们要一起来经历。
Actually, sing through.
其实我们一起来唱。
This hymn, O Come, Emmanuel.
这首诗歌，以马内利，恳求主降临。
And we'll look and see what the Bible has to say about each theme of the song.
那我们看圣经里面，在对每个这个诗歌们不同主题时候，它有什么样的故事告诉我们。
But before we go any further, let's stop and pray.
那在我们开始前，我们先祷告。
Father God, we ask that you would now use this ancient song.
主耶稣，我们现在求你用这古老的诗歌。
And your eternal word
你永恒的话语,
to show us the glory of your Son
来彰显你子的荣耀,
given to us at Christmas.
就是在圣诞节赐给我们的,
speak to us now by your Spirit
借你圣灵现在对我们讲话,
that we would know you better,
我们能够更认识你,
that we would celebrate you more,
我们能够更加的庆祝你,
that we would glorify you in all we do.
在我们一切所做事上, 我们要的荣耀你,
in Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告是奉主名求。
Amen. Now we are going to come back to verse 1 at the end of the sermon.
那在我们的正道最后呢，我们回到第一节来。
Since verse 1 sums up everything that follows in the other verses.
因为第一段好像是所有的诗歌的一个总结。
So let's begin now by looking at verse 2 of this song.
所以我们先看第二段。
It begins with the phrase, O come, thou dayspring.
他一开始是这么说的，清晨日光恳求降临。
Oh, I should mention, if you'd like to look in your hymn books, it's number 123.
如果想看你的诗歌本的话，是123首。
One, two, three.
一二三。
What is a day spring?
什么是清晨日光？
The original Latin word is oriens.
那原本的拉丁文是orient的意思。
Which we usually translate as dawn.
通常我们把翻译成一个黎明。
It's where we get the word Orient, meaning east.
就是在东方的 east, the brick.
Yeah, east, where the sun rises.
Oh, 是东方的意思。
So, verse 2 is describing Jesus like the dawning sun over a dark world.
那第二段他形容耶稣他是黎明的曙光，在照耀这个黑暗的世界。
The Bible also refers to Jesus in this way.
那圣经里面也是这样来讲到耶稣。
In Malachi chapter 4, this was written about 4 centuries before Jesus came.
那在马拉基书，也就是耶稣他来到之前的四世纪之前，
it predicts Christ's coming in these terms.
他说他预言到耶稣的到来。
But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall.
他讲到说，但像你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能，你们必出来跳跃，如圈里的肥犊。Isn't
that a great picture?
这不是一很美丽的景象吗？
The dawn rising,
那太阳向上升,
and newborn calves leaping about with joy.
那新生的牛犊哈喜乐跳跃着。
It's a picture of new life.
那这个图像就是一个新生命的图像。
A vibrant, energetic, joyful life.
充满动力，有能量， 还有一个喜乐的生命。
That's the kind of life that Jesus brings to us.
耶稣带给我们的生命就是这样的生命。
You'll notice that this hymn calls Jesus not just the dawn, but the day spring.
那我看到这个经，这个诗歌里面称呼主耶稣，不只是那个黎明，而是一个日光泉水。
The day or the dawn springs from him.
那这是从神而来的一个日光，还有泉水。
What is a spring?
什么是泉水？
Well, here it doesn't mean something that bounces.
那这里讲的意思不像，不是泉水，另外英文的意思叫跳跃。
It means the source.
它意思是来源。
Like the source of a river.
就好像溪流的来源。
Rivers originate in a spring.
那我们的河流就是从一个泉水来的。
And they bring to life all the creatures near their path.
那它在流过的手 的痕迹里面带来生命。
And this is what Jesus is for us.
那耶稣对我们讲就是这样子。
He is the source of life.
他是我们生命的来源。
Of eternal abundant life.
是我们永永恒永生丰富的生命。
So this word day spring combines two truths about Jesus.
说这个清晨的日光，它包含了耶稣两个真理。
He is the dawning light for a dark world.
他是黑暗世界的黎明曙光。
And he is the source of life for a world suffering in the darkness of sin.
他是罪恶黑暗受苦世界中的生命之源。
Jesus is our day spring.
耶稣是我们的清晨日光。
So let's stand and sing verse 2 together. So,
我们一起起身站立唱第二段。
O come thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus is our day spring.
耶稣是我们的清晨日光。
He is also our wisdom.
他也是我们的智慧。
That is how the next verse in this hymn describes him.
那在下一段诗歌里面就这样来形容耶稣。
O come thou wisdom from on high.
他说上面智慧恳求降临。
This is also how the Bible describes Jesus.
这也是圣经里面这样来形容耶稣。
1 Corinthians 1 says, Christ Jesus has become for us wisdom from God.
哥林多前书一章三节讲到说，你们得在基督耶稣里，神又使他成为我们的智慧。
Jesus not only teaches us wisdom, he is wisdom.
耶稣不是只有教导我们智慧，他就是智慧。
Wisdom is not having lots of information.
智慧不是说你拥有很多的资讯。
Wisdom is knowing how to live according to how God designed the world.
智慧是说我们知道根据神所设计这个世界，我们知道怎么去过活。
And then choosing to do so.
而且我们选择这样去过活。
In a world that is often very dark, wisdom is God's light showing us how to live.
那在这个一般会很黑暗的这个世界，智慧就是神的光照耀，告诉我们在这个黑暗世界怎么样去生活。
As we read in Psalm 119,
那我们在诗篇119章105节。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
他讲到说，你的话语是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
God's wisdom shows us how to live best, step by step.
神的智慧告诉我们怎么样能够最好的去过活，一步又一步。
Proverbs 9 teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
箴言九章十节也告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So true wisdom is found in being humble before God.
所以真正的智慧是在神面前我们谦虚。
And following His written word.
跟随他的话语。
And having a personal relationship with the living word.
那跟永生的这个话语有建立一个关系。
Who is Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
He is our wisdom.
他就是我们的智慧。
And He is our light who guides us through a dark world.
他就是在带领我们经过这个黑暗世界的一个灯。
So let's stand together and sing verse 3.
所以我们一起起身站立，我们唱第三段。
You're going to get lots of exercise.
你今天会很多的运动。
come from on high and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show and cause us in her way. In verse 4, our hymn describes Jesus as the leader who will join all peoples in one heart and mind.
那在第四节里面, 他形容到我们的耶稣基督, 他就是那个领袖, 会把万民结合在一起。
Conflict will cease.
除了冲突会平息,
and humanity will finally be at peace.
人类会找到和平。
In Ephesians 2, we also read that Jesus himself is our peace.
那在以弗所书二章十四节我们讲到说神他使我们和睦。
In that passage, Paul uses the example of how Jesus reconciled Jews and Gentiles.
那在这里例子里面保罗使用耶稣怎么样去和解犹太人和外邦人。
This is an example of how Jesus reconciles all people groups as they become one with him.
那这个也就是耶稣用这个当个例子告诉我们说神跟万民怎么样来和解来合一。
Paul writes, God's purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two groups, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility.
那在保罗的这里写着说，借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架，使两下归为一体，与神和好了。Jesus
is the only leader who can bring peace and harmony to the world.
耶稣是那唯一能够对这个世界带来和平和谐的领袖。
He is the leader that every nation desires.
他是说的万国所需要的一个领袖。
He is the only leader that can bring diverse peoples together.
他是唯一领袖能够把所有不同的人能聚集在一起的人。
But he leads in a very unexpected way.
但是他的方法是一个让我出乎我们期待的方法。
The King of Kings came as a servant.
这个万王之王自己成为了一个奴仆。
Even washing his disciples' feet.
甚是为他的使徒来洗脚。
He made peace by laying down his own life.
他为了成就和平，他牺牲自己的生命。
In doing so, he taught us the way of peace.
因他这么做，教导我们和平的方法。
Something no other king has done.
是没有别的君王曾经这么做过的。
He is the true desire of all nations.
他是所有的万国的真正的渴望。
So let's sing verse 4.
那我们一起起身来唱第四节。
Oh, come, desire of nations, bind all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrels cease. Fill all the with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Please be seated.
请坐。
So, Jesus is our day spring.
所以基督他是我们的清晨日光。
Jesus is our wisdom.
他是我们的智慧。
Jesus is the desire of nations.
他是万国的渴望。
And finally,
最后
Jesus is Emmanuel.
耶稣是以马内利。
Emmanuel means God with us.
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
Jesus is God who has come into our world in human form.
基督他就是神，他取了人的样式来到我们这个世上。
So that he might live every moment of the day with us.
所以他可以每个时刻跟我们一起同在。
By his Holy Spirit.
借着他的圣灵与我们同在。
He is with us in a way that no other person can be.
他跟我们同在的方法是没有人可以做得到的。
Think of the person who is closest to you.
你想想有你最亲近的人。
There is no possible way for them to be always with you.
他们没有办法时时刻刻都与你同在。
But because God came in human form,
但是因为神他取了人的样式。
And continues to indwell us with his living personal spirit,
那他借着他的圣灵与我们随时的同在。
He is always with us.
他总是随时与我们同在。
So now that we have looked at just a few of the descriptions of who Emmanuel is,
那所以我们刚才看了几点关于这位以马内利的神是谁，
we see what an amazing person is always with us.
我们看到一个很棒的一人，他随时与我们同在。
The day spring,
他是清晨日光。
That source of eternal life is always with us.
这个永生的光永远与我们同在。
Constantly flooding us with the light of his presence.
不断地与他的光充满我们。
The one who is wisdom himself is always with us.
那本身是智慧的那一位，他永远与我们同在。
Teaching us, guiding us, and shining light on our path.
教导我们，指引我们，当我们走生命的道路。
So that we can navigate this dark world.
所以我们在这个黑暗的世界，我们知道怎么去过活。
The one who is the true desire of nations is always with us.
那是万国的渴慕的那一位，他永远与我们同在。
The leader we need and truly want.
那他是那真正的一个领袖，我们所需要，我们渴望的。
He who reigns in power and glory over all history.
他在历史上，他用他的能力掌管、统管这一切。
And yet, who comes to us gently? Serving us,
但是他很谦卑地到我们世上来服侍我们。
And even laying down his life,
甚至他赔上了自己的生命。
So that we can live forever with him,
所以我们可以永远与他的同在。
O come, Emmanuel,
以马内利，恳求降临。
And ransom captive Israel,
救赎解放以色列民。
Like Israel, we too have been trapped by our own sin.
就像以色列民一样，我们自己对自己的罪犯，我们被困住了。
Lost in a dark world.
我们在黑暗的世界里面迷失了。
With no hope for eternity.
我们对永生没有希望。
Maybe you are sensing the darkness of this world.
或许你已经观察到世界的黑暗。
And even of your own situation.
或是你自己的状况。
The good news of joy is that Jesus has paid our ransom.
但是好消息是。耶稣基督他已为我们付上了代价。
He has freed us from that dark prison.
他已经把我们从这黑暗里面解放出来。
So that we can live in the light of his presence.
所以我们可以活在他同在的永生的光中。
He is with us.
他与我们同在。
Step by step.
一步又一步。
Until we see him in glory one day.
直到我们在见他荣耀的那一天的时候。
We only need to follow him.
我们只要跟随着他的脚步。
Trusting in his teaching,
那我们相信和他的教导
and trusting in his leadership in everything.
我们相信他的领导。
We will be honoring his death and celebrating his resurrection.
那接下来我们会庆祝纪念主的死和庆祝他的复活
and anticipating his return.
还有他参与他的再来
as we celebrate the Lord's Supper.
一会我们一起来庆祝主的晚餐。
As we prepare our hearts, let's sing together the first verse.
那在我们预备我们心的时候，我们一起来唱第一段。
Of O come, Emmanuel.
以马内利，恳求降临。
Please stand.
请一起站立。
ransom captive Israel, who mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
We know that Christ came.
我们知道耶稣曾来到我们当中。
He came to give his life for us.
他来为我们舍了他的生命。
He came not to be served, but to serve.
他来不是要受人的服侍，是要服侍我们。
And give his life as a ransom for many.
他为我们付上他的生命当一个代价。
He came to seek and to save the lost.
他来寻找。
And that's you and me.
他拯救就是你和我。
Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
Is God for us.
神就是为我们准备的。
And so we come around this table.
所以当我们来到这桌前的时候。
By his invitation.
我们是他所邀请来的。
To remember and to celebrate.
我们要纪念而且庆祝。
That he died for us upon the cross.
他在十字架为我们而死。
That he rose again from the dead.
但是三天后他又复活。
That he ascended to heaven.
他升到天上。
That he has sent the Holy Spirit.
跟圣灵同在。
And that he will one day come again in all glory.
他赐圣灵给我们，有一天他会再来。
On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took bread.
在被卖的夜，他拿起饼来。
And after he had given thanks, he broke it.
他注谢了，擘开说。
And he said, "This is my body, which is given for you."
他说，这是我身体为你们而舍的。
We shall hear a prayer of thanks for the bread.
我们要为这个饼做祷告，谢谢。
Thank you.
Lord, 谢谢你。牺牲自己来弥补我们的罪，主啊，我们不值得，但是你的爱是如此之大，你想拯救我们。主啊，当我们吃这个饼，帮助我们真正记住你的身体，这是为我们的罪打破。非常感谢你，为你的大爱无边。Lord, thank you for sacrificing yourself to atone for our sins. Lord, we didn't deserve it, but your love is so great, you wanted to rescue us. Lord, as we eat this broken bread, help us to truly remember your body was broken for our sins. Thank you so much for your boundless love.
After giving thanks, Jesus took bread and broke it.
他祝谢了，他擘开饼。
This is my body, which is given for you.
这是我身体为你们而舍的。
It's our custom here to wait until everybody has been served that we might eat together.
那是我们这里的习惯，我们等大家都拿到了以后再一起领受。
May the Lord bless you as you share in this meal.
那愿神祝福你。
Thank you.